Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Everybody, that's right, it is Thursday night. It is time once again for the FWWC tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and get the man in here himself, because, you know, I'm personally excited to find out what's going on here tonight. So let's get it going here with the one, the only, CEO!
Let's go. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I'm ready. Are you ready? We ready. Unfortunately, I can't rap tonight. I can't let the beat drag on. So we have to cut the beat off. Cut the freaking beat off. Full disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight. Got to give you guys a head up with what's going on with the CEO before we get into all of this business. This past week was my birthday week. I made the terrible mistake of instead of starting to celebrate my birthday on this past Monday, I started last Friday, and I tell you what, when you get older and when your body doesn't work like it used to, you pay for it. So if I sound a little bit congested, if I sound a little bit stuffed up, that's because all the kicking it, all the partying, and thank everybody from the FWWC all across the world from showing love or for showing love for your boy. But damn it, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this. This weather in Kansas City's crappy. So if I cough a little bit, pardon me. If I'm sneezing a little bit, pardon me. It's just the perks of getting older, but hopefully wiser. But we are here. We are live. It is Thursday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. I'm not going to get too much into that because that's, you know, we have different opinions about that. But if you got your tacos, eat them up. If you got your tequila, drink it up, take a shot, because you are live with the CEO on the FWWC tonight. That can be heard every single Thursday at 7:30 p.m. sharp. So we have a lot of business to get into. Year 10 of the FWWC. But what I want to do personally, and thank you, Hardcore Sis, for doing this, I would like to thank our sponsors first. I want to thank our sponsors first. I finally got the full freaking list, because for the past few weeks, your boy's been struggling. So let's thank, for starters, the WrestleTalk Podcast. They can be heard every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. I was just there the other night, caught your boy on the live feed. Shout out to B-Will and Esports Bar KC again. Last official day of business is May 28th. Shout out to Royal Mills Transportation for all your transportation needs here in the local Kansas City area. Rathbun Engraving. Here's the deal. If you don't have your personalized WrestleTalk Podcast mug, contact those guys and they will hook you up and take care of you. And why ain't you got it? Beer, juice, even water tastes better out of a WrestleTalk Podcast mug. Nobleman's Barber. Nobleman's Barber. Ask for Pete the Barber. I ain't got a haircut in a while, but when I decide to get one, I'm probably head over there and get my ears lowered. King K, my man, D, love him to death. over at Oak Park Mall. He hosts all of our watch parties for the Wrestle Talk podcast, SWWC watch parties. Amazing deal over there. Everything Combat with Pat Miletic and Jeffrey Wilson. That's my dog, my homie. Shout out to your boy. Me Fiesta Party Rentals and I-70 Sports Media. We have a lot of sponsors. We have grown. We have grown substantially. And I am grateful for everything that has happened in the FWWC thus far. But we got to get into business. We got to get the show rolling because we're into the new season. But before I also like to say we get into the new season, we have to take care of business. And I believe there is one part of business and there's one person that we need to address, that we need to holler at, that we need to roll with before we move on to the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, with a very, very special and brief announcement, I would like to bring on none other than our Spartans Heart champion, the man, the funk guy, Mr. Funky Flex.
Yo, 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 CEO.
Funky, what's popping, brother? It's year 10, baby. It's an epic year.
Year 10, baby. We made it, man.
It's going down. But I wanted to respect your time, sir. I know you're brief on time. We have a lot of announcements here that's going down tonight. Still got about an hour's worth of time to do them. But apparently you had something that you had to announce that was extremely important to the FWWC Tonight audience. So, for very briefly, this floor is yours. Speak your piece, sir.
All right. As of now, I am going to keep the Spartans Heart Championship. I'm not cashing in against Luke Justice. I was doing some training, and I've injured my ankle. The doctors have not cleared me. So for now, I'm going to sit back, get healed up, and I'm going to come back with full force. As much as it breaks my heart, because I wanted to take that championship from Luke Justice, I got to do what I got to do to stay healthy, and that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, man, so that means Luke gets to hold on to that belt for a little while longer, doesn't he?
He gets to hold it for just a little while longer.
And hold on, here comes the coffin. Excuse me, Funky, bro. Let me tell you something. Old as a bitch.
Check under your seat. I got something that'll really make you cough. Check under your seat. I got something that's really going to make you cough.
37 don't feel like 27, big homie. Take care of your body. That's the biggest thing. Please take care of your body, Funky. By all means, don't get old and let it get. And I tell you, when that check engine light come on, you know stuff's about to go down. But Funky,
ding, ding, ding.
We at the FWC understand we have the best trainers, we have the best staff, and we are aware of your injury. Only thing I can say is rehab, get better, and come back and compete, man, and with some ass, man. But first of all, and most importantly, take care of yourself, dog. That's the top priority, is taking care of yourself, taking care of your body, making sure that you're 100% to compete. And go ahead and hold on to that title, man. And make sure you listen and stay tuned to see all the updates or hear all the updates of Season 10 of the FWWC.
Oh, yeah, I'm sticking around because there's tons of people out here that want my autograph, so I got to hobble around and see if I can get to them.
Get them crutches, bro. Well, thank you for joining us and giving us this announcement and this update. Funky, Godspeed, and hope to see you back in competition soon.
All right, I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. So as you heard, ladies and gentlemen, Funky Flex will not be cashing in the Spartans Heart Championship on Luke Justice for the FWWC World Heavyweight title. Funky's going to take some time to rehab, and like I said before, we encourage that. We encourage making sure that you're at 100%. We don't want you guys to get injured and then have something permanent happen, and then you can't compete at all. So thank you for blessing us with that information. Godspeed recovery. All right, so my notebook is full, folks. My notebook that I'm looking at in front of me from the top to the bottom, I've been getting emails all week. I've been taking notes all week. But damn it, I am finally ready. We are finally ready to bless the FWWC audience, the listeners, and the fans with this new format for year 10 of the FWWC, and I am extremely excited. we are extremely blessed to give this to you guys. This place has been a lifesaver to many. This place has also been a stepping stone for many, a good stepping stone, into the life of actual professional wrestling. The FWWC is more than just some E-Fed fantasy wrestling group. No, not only are we a family, we are a business. But with business comes growth, and with growth comes more professionalism. And like we said before, if you was listening Tuesday night on the WrestleTalk podcast, things are going to get a hell of a lot more professional around here in the FWWC, but I can't do it all by myself. I can't do it without you guys. I can't do it without the superstars, and I especially can't do it without the man that I'm going to bring on the line with me to help me briefly explain everything that's going to go down with year 10 here in the WWC. Usually I give him a long-ass intro. I put him over. I'm still going to put him over. He's my dog. He's my homie. He's my business partner. He's one of the hosts of the best damn wrestling podcast in the world, the WrestleTalk podcast that can be heard every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. He is none other than mi gente, mi hombre, my brother, my dog. Let's bring on none other than the Night Owl.
Que pasa, loyal members of the FWWC universe and roster. What a pleasure it is to be here tonight, DeJuan, man. Thank you for such a spectacular introduction, man. What an exciting day to be here, man. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
I'm ready, too, man. I'm cruising through it. I don't know if your allergies are as bad as that, Al. I got my ass kicked the day before yesterday. It was absolutely terrible. This weather in Kansas City is like rainy and 50, and next week is going to be in the 80s. So I don't know whether to wear a sweater, a jacket, or some damn shorts. I'm all effed up, but we're going to get through it, Night Owl. We're going to do this because the people deserve it. Woo! Jesus, let's do it. So
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and I will say this, bro. When I moved to Kansas City almost 20 years ago, somebody asked me, hey, Night Owl, what do you think about the weather in Kansas City? Before I could even answer, they said, never mind. If you don't like it, just wait 10 minutes. It'll change. And that's held to be true. That is actually very, very true about Kansas City and kind of the Midwest in general, bro. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, it'll be completely different. You know, you come to expect the unexpected somewhat. And you know what? Not that different from the FWWC, man. A lot of surprises during last year's brand battle. Again, mega congratulations to Hardcore Hoss, then the Infinite brand for absolutely kicking some ass last year. And also the Inferno brand, man, even though they didn't necessarily take home the trophy, there was definitely a lot of highlights on the Inferno brand last season. Those guys should be absolutely proud of themselves. That should be the former general manager, now retired, Jake White. Absolutely. I got to make sure I give them their props.
Damn straight. So there's a lot of important stuff that we have to get into. Like I said, I have my notes here. I pretty much know each subject that we're going to get into, but I want to discuss the importance of each subject that we're going to discuss. And the first thing is, everybody's wondering, okay, what's the format? What are we doing? Matches, whatever. Before we get into all that, before we talk about anything, there's no reason to have that discussion without talking about availability. And Night Owl, you put up a promo yesterday specifically telling people, hey, we need to know your availability, all right? And the reason availability is important is because, and we'll get to that shortly, it's one thing to compete here in the FWWC, but we believe if you make the decision as a superstar when you are available, not only can we provide the best matches, that also can help with cancellations. Okay, so let's say it's a Monday or something, you know, it's a Monday, we're trying to put matches together, so forth and so on. And before this new format, we did not know for certain you were available to compete on a Monday. Now that you correctly inboxed the Night Owl, which I hope all you guys did, don't comment on the damn video. Night Owl, I know. It's you, Night Owl. People love talking to you. It's you. It's you. It's not that people don't listen. It's you, bro. Because you specifically tell people, shoot it in my inbox. What happened? They put it on the damn page. So, hopefully everyone.
But, sorry, don't be too hard on them, Wanda. Don't be too hard on them, bro.
They're still
in vacation mode, bro. People are still in vacation mode. You
know
how that can go, man.
I know. So the first thing is your availability. And Night Owl, did the people do what they're supposed to do as it relates to their availability for Mondays, sometimes Wednesdays, Fridays, and pay-per-views?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I did actually want to start, and I know this is kind of the first topic on the list, but I know how eager everybody is, and trust me, guys, you're going to have a lot of great information. I would appreciate it that those are in the comment section that are enjoying the show, that you guys comment, let us know what you think, but also don't spoil it. A lot of people on hold. There's a lot of people that will listen to the show tomorrow, and we don't want to, you know, give them the easy way out by posting everything in the comment section. So if you guys are going to comment on what you're hearing, just keep it somewhat discreet so that we're not necessarily spoiling it for everybody else, okay? And I say that with the utmost respect to everybody. I feel like it's cheap to just go check the comment section and not actually take the time to go back and listen to the show. The other thing, Duan, was also, and if you would appease me on this, before we officially jump into what's going to happen this year, there was one last bit of business concerning last year. And I know I kind of said some things last week about, my last comment on last season. But I thought about it, and I said to myself, well, you know what? There's one other thing that I want to absolutely hit on again. The thing I talked about last week was etiquette, respect, you know, those sorts of things, people that may or may not be coming back and why. The other thing, bro, is that you did a spectacular job of this last week. But, bro, the award ceremony that we had for all the season-ending awards, if you would just appease me, Dewan, and then we'll get right into the availability topic that you just brought up, which is a great topic. Can we go just through that list one more time, if you wouldn't mind going through that with me, of last year's season-ending award winners, and then we will close the door on year 9, season 4 of the brand battle, and we will move on officially to year 10 of the FWWC. Go ahead, brother.
Well, let's see if I can find those.
I thought I gave you a good lead-in. Come on, man.
I mean, I know you did, bro. I know you did.
It's on the list.
You know? What part have I got to put? Like, the book is full, big dog. Don't worry, man. I got it.
I know it is.
Okay, so just a few highlights. Obviously, and this dude is going to love the fact that I'm talking about him again. Male Superstar of the Year, none other than the FWC World Heavyweight Champion, Luke Justice. Tag Team of the Year, the Law Dogs, General Manager of the Year, Hardcore Hoss, Female Superstar of the Year, Sister Hoss, Comeback Superstar of the Year, Voorhees, Heel of the Year, El Diablo, Storyline of the Year, La Familia versus Devil Dynasty, Babyface of the Year, El Luchador de KC, Surprise Superstar of the Year, Moby Lee, and I'll actually announce what his award was. I'm not going to give him no shit this week. Underrated Superstar of the Year, Robert. You see, guys, I can be nice when I want to be.
Dude, thank you for recapping that for us, Dewan. And I want somebody, I mean, I want everybody to kind of keep this in mind. Guys, the history of what we do here matters. And that's why making sure that even though sometimes we have disagreements backstage, that when it comes to what we put on the page, on the threads, in the promos, let's keep them to a certain level of professionalism, because the last thing we want to do, Dewan, is get kicked off and for our whole page and our 10-year history to be deleted. And everybody who's been on Facebook, been on Facebook for a certain amount of time knows that it just takes one little thing and everything that we've ever put on the page would be 100% gone. So, guys, just keep that in mind. It's a big responsibility. Let's just make sure that we keep things somewhat sane, relatively speaking. I know this is all role-playing. We're all having fun with it. But you know, I take a look back and think of all the people, man, that put time in over these last 10 years, bro. And, you know, you go from the very beginning with, you know, guys like Frank, Big Beard Kenny, yourself, Deucifer Fontaine, and the list, you know, is short, Miss No Vacancy, and all these people, and to now, to the award winners for, you know, season number 9, Brand Battle, year number 4. It's a full circle thing. And what's crazy, Dwayne, you know, it's a crazy thing to me. It feels like we're just getting effing started, brother. But we've learned a lot along the way, and availability is something that we need to absolutely get into here tonight. But I want to give you an opportunity to respond, and then we'll go ahead and get into it, bud. Go ahead.
Yeah, first time doing the awards, dude. It was exciting. It was extremely exciting. And like I told the people, why wasn't I here? Why wasn't I on the list and this and that? Look at here. Number one, it was our first award ceremony. It's not like we're the freaking Oscars, okay? Don't make me Will Smith, you son of a bitch, because I will. Straight up. Jesus Christ. You're some of the most critiquing son of a guns. I love all of you. I love you. Don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop critiquing because it makes us better. But damn, give the boys a little bit of slack. But it was fun. It was fun being able to showcase everyone's talent. It was fun being able to showcase everybody's accolades. And guess what? If we keep it up, we'll have another award ceremony at the end of this year. So there will be, hopefully, God willing, 2022 SWWC year-end awards. Okay? Damn.
Absolutely, man. And who knows? And who knows? We may not only have a year-end awards. After year 10, we may need to go ahead and kick off that FWWC Hall of Fame. And I already got a couple of people in mind that I think should go in there. Okay, obviously we think of the late greatest, one of the greatest intercontinental champions of all time, Nene the Voodoo Master. Obviously, there was a gentleman who was a big supporter of the show that passed away early on. I can't remember his name exactly, Dewan. Maybe you will. Not a super familiar name, but somebody that I know you felt really, really important.
Yeah. I can't recall his name either.
Okay, we'll go back and look in the archives, and then of course, man, recently. Yeah. You know, as far as a backstage supporter, man, Big Chez, God bless you, bro. We miss you. We love you, God, you know, your family and everything. So I know he was never actually active, but for those who know how important he was and will continue to be to this group, man, in his memory. So anyway, with all that sentimental stuff to the side, Dwayne, let me go ahead and answer your question, and I did remember. You said, how did we do in terms of getting availability in? Bro, I got everyone but one person, okay? And let me go down the list so that everybody gets the credit that they deserve, okay? Every single person got this information into me with the exception of one. So, Sage Mode Mata, CEO, Marcus Mayhem. And again, guys, if you want to write these names down, please don't put them on the chat. Just go ahead and make personal note because, again, we want to make sure that the people that are listening to the podcast can feel that element of surprise. But these are all the people that are officially going to be roster members beginning this upcoming Saturday, okay? I mean, sorry, Sunday, May 8th. So, Sage Mode, CEO, Marcus Mayhem, The Prophet Number 11, Robert, Cannibal Lecter, Rage, Sky King Oni, Battle Cat, Jimmy Rattlesnake, Lucky Lucha Warrior, Madman Joe, El Luchador de Kansas City, Hardcore Hoss, Hardcore Sis, Lawman Luke Justice, The Bishop, The Sick One, Theory, Balisong, Fallen, The Alpha, Big T the Paisan, Voorhees, Mr. Swag, Savior Saint, Funky Flex, Lord Okami, Douglas James, and I don't want to spoil this one, so I'll say there's one more name that is officially going to be on the roster as of this upcoming Sunday, but we will get to this individual a little bit later on in the show. Then there are two other names who you guys know put themselves in a really, really bad spot at the end of last year. We have Jake Wyatt, who may be returning sometime this season. No date set as of just yet. And, of course, the man who was an award winner at the end of last year, Moby Lee. Possibility of returning this upcoming season, but no date set yet. Dwayne, I don't know if you counted with me, brother. That's 30-plus FWWC superstars slated to compete in the 2022-2023 season. Is that incredible or what, man? That's and for everyone but one to give me their availability, bro, that's unprecedented. Congratulations to the rest to the FWWC roster, bro. The roster absolutely next level. The communication is out of control. If we can do this all year, bro, we're going to have a great season, bro. Your thoughts, Storm?
I agree. I agree 110%. And, I mean, to start out with 30-plus, to start out with 30-plus for a new season and to have a few in our back pocket, that's great, man. Most, quote-unquote, E-feds honestly have a good maybe 15 to 20 that compete on a high level. But we got 30-plus that's committed, big dog. That says something for the 10-year deal. And there's some new names as we kind of roll into the next subject. There's some new names. I've heard some old names. But there's some new names that I had never heard before. One in particular, was it Balesong? I'm looking at the list.
Balesong.
Balesong, yes. Balesong.
Now let me tell you something about Balesong. I don't want to let the word hit the street before the time is right. But are you familiar with what they used to call a butterfly knife?
Are you familiar
with a butterfly knife? It's one of those knives that you can flip around. It opens up and you can kind of twirl
fingers. Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Okay, so the real name of that piece of hardware is not a butterfly knife. That's a slang term. The real name for that knife is called a Balesong. What do they do?
Gotcha.
Quick. They're hard to identify because it doesn't come out and say it's a knife, and they're deadly. So when you guys hear from Balesong, trust me, he's going to knock your effing socks off. And the other name, which I did not mention, I'm going to go ahead and mention it now because we are talking about new people. You guys have heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been going back and forth with a former Warrior's Heart champion. And now not everybody's got the balls to step into this group and immediately start challenging and calling out a former Warrior's Heart champion. We all know what Voorhees has done and how close he came to retaining that Warrior's Heart championship at Universe Mania 8, right, DeJuan? Well, guess what? There's a new guy.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
His name is Kano.
Hello, folks.
His name is Kano. And you guys have seen and heard a little bit of Kano. And we, who knows, we may or may not be giving him an opportunity here very, very soon to prove what he can do inside the squared circle, because that's what we do in the FWWC, baby. We prove it in the ring every time.
The next subject I want to touch on as we cruise through this, we're making good on time. We're doing hella good. Is expectations for the new folks, promos, expectations, so forth and so on. The important part as it relates to promos, and we'll kind of shoot here and pull the curtain back a little bit. Night Owl, you remember, you remember that one night before Payback?
Oh, of course I do.
Promo.
Shout out to Deuce.
Hell yeah. Now here's the thing. For a lot of new people, we have been seeing promos that I've never seen before in any kind of setting, even professional wrestling. Now, we're not saying they have to be multiverse of madness quality, Marvel, special effects, fireworks shooting out of your ass kind of promos. However, here's what we expect. If you want to compete here in the FWWC, the golden rule is this: activity is king. Write that down. I'm going to say that two or three times. Activity is king. Activity is king. And one of those important activities are promos. Now, we know that we're not going to be able to do a bunch of elaborate stuff, but in order for this system to work, and it doesn't matter if we was in year two, year four, year five, your opponent has to know that you want to work with them. And we're going to get into that also. But my whole thing about it, the promos, is this: Night Owl. Number one, we have to hear you. We have to see you. We have to know who you're competing against. And for the love of God, please either address your opponent or let them know, hey, I have something going on, it's going to go up, go for a song. That way we can actually watch the promo and react to it. Because the biggest issue,
and it makes
here's
sense.
What I don't like. The biggest issue is someone will put up a promo and then it'll get lost in transition and the guys competing won't even know what the hell's going on. So, yes, you're expected to promo if you want a match. You are expected to promo if you are in a match. If you do not promo, your match will be pulled. End of story. End of discussion. And like I said, we're not expecting the craziest, most elaborate stuff, but Night Owl, this place has been around for 10 years. Can you not say that all of our promos, myself included, yours included, have completely evolved to a different level, and we love and appreciate that?
Well, yeah, I would say so in some cases, and in other cases I would say that we have devolved. And I know that there's like this like perception, you know, with car promos, and believe it or not, even in actual professional wrestling, wrestlers do car promos. It's not out of this world to do a car promo. That's not necessarily the issue. The issue is if that's what you go to every time. We understand sometimes you're in between, you know, you're in between home and work. I get it. Better to put a car promo up than nothing. But if that is your calling card, if that's what people know you for, or you claim, well, you know what, my car promos are better than everybody else's car promos because it's an immediate reaction, that's bullcrap. To me, what you're doing is you're being lazy.
Exactly.
You could just as easily record that promo, edit anything out that you don't like. Add, you know, an intro and outro, maybe a couple of graphics if you feel so inclined, and then put it up there strategically. Not just like, well, this is what's on the top of my mind. Shoot, that's no different than doing a Facebook Live video, which we do not allow in the FWWC for those people that are just arriving. So, yes, we've definitely improved. There's people that are really putting a lot of time into the quality and the production, but more importantly, there's people that are putting a lot of thought into the story that they're telling. I mean, we saw that. That's why La Familia versus Devil's Dynasty won Program of the Year. And I know there were a couple others that were really, really great this year. But bottom line is this. If it's well thought out and it stretches over not a week or 2 weeks, but several months or even a whole year, that's a real good story. And what really hurts my feelings is when great stories get lost in the shuffle. They're being ignored or pushed to the side. I can just give you just from last year, bro, Mr. Swag and Flowers. The mysterious relationship that, had, that they had, then to come to find out that Swag had a family relation to Flowers. I believe that was her dad, and you know, like, people missed all this, and I'm like, man, there's people really putting a lot of time and thought into what they're doing with their characters. I mean, even with the Alpha and with Moby last year, what they were able to do together. I mean, these things get overshadowed, and this year we're going to make sure that we don't allow storytelling, quality promos, well-thought-out promos and storytelling to be pushed to the bottom and up out of the way for people that are just doing quick-fire car promos without really putting any thought or any heart into it, man. That's just the standard that we're setting moving forward. Because, like I said, it feels like everything's brand new to one, but we have learned a lot along the way, and we're going to implement that. I think that's what we're attempting to do here.
Damn straight. And like I said, we have a lot we have to cover. But this is mostly a business night, so for everybody that's on hold, that's listening, please pay attention. More than likely, we're not going to have any callers because we have to do a lot of business. But please take notes, write it down, document it, keep it in a notebook. That way you can reference it. Cool. So we discussed availability. We discussed promos. Let's get on to the nitty-gritty titty of the business because I think this is the biggest question that everyone has. Format we've had in the past few years was an amazing format. The brand battle, Night Owl, I'll tell you what, I was involved with it. El Mato was involved with it. You kind of oversaw some things. I have to say it rivaled some of the programming we saw on WWE or AEW. Like our stories, our back and forth, our matches, our role play, in my biggest opinion, some of the best content I've seen in such a long time. And I give credit to those general managers. But, unfortunately, there was still some faults. There was still some issues. Some general managers had to quit halfway through. Some general managers couldn't handle the job. Some general managers wanted to be more than general managers, wanted to run the whole damn place. And not that that's a bad thing totally, but as I said before, we want to run this place as a respectable and reliable business. With that being said, Night Owl, I consider you, and we're going to kind of take our turns on different subjects, but I believe this is your strong suit as it relates to discussing exactly who's going to be in charge. We're not going to give any names just, well, we'll give a couple names. What is going to be the new format of how we produce matches, call matches, put matches together, storyline, and everything so forth and so on. I know there's different categories. I know them, but I respect you as my business partner, and this is your strong suit as it relates to the subject. So real quick, I'll get the next subject, but right now the floor is yours.
Okay, well, let me just say this. I'm not going to be able to cover everything on this single podcast. What we're going to do is we're actually going to expand a little bit further next week. At this point, it may be on the Wrestle Talk podcast or it may be on the FWWC podcast. If you want to preview or maybe even hear it first, Wrestle Talk podcast will be the way to go. I'll be there right at the beginning of the second hour, time permitting. If not, then you guys will have to wait till next Thursday. But I'm going to do my best to give you an idea now, just the surface structure, and then progressively we'll start going down the line, okay? But there's a lot to cover
here.
So first and foremost, we are no longer having general managers the way that we've had for the last four seasons during the brand battle. That title won't even exist. What you're going to have, ladies and gentlemen, is you're going to have three different levels of authority. You're going to have the agents, you're going to have the booker, and then you're going to have the promoter. Now, if this sounds familiar to any of you, this is what we call a professional wrestling company. A traditional professional wrestling company. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I had no idea that exists.
It does, and you know what, man? My travels throughout the Midwest and beyond, visiting and speaking with great professionals, you know, such as the owners over at Major League Wrestling, the owner, Jeannie Buss, of the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, the owners and the board over at the Kansas Wrestling Alliance, talking to guys that have been in the wrestling business for over 40 years, like Herb Simmons, and the list goes on and on. The knowledge that I've been able to attain, and that what I've done is I've tried to consolidate all that knowledge, Duan, and bring it to the FWWC. Because I feel like that we have in this group, we have a roster that is capable of running as if we were a traditional professional wrestling company. Okay?
Yeah,
going from the very origins all the way back to the NWA, even before that, to now, there's just been this certain way that professional wrestling has been conducted and orchestrated behind the scenes, and I don't think we've ever really done that here. I mean, yes, we've had general managers and we've had a board of directors and stuff like that, but we've very much been running like a fantasy wrestling promotion. The concept of this season, above all else, is that we're going to run a little bit more, or a lot of bit more, like a traditional professional wrestling company, meaning what? Again, you're going to have your agent. We'll get into that at some point of what that position entails. You're going to have your booker. That's pretty self-explanatory. And then you're going to have your promoter. And I think that's pretty self-explanatory as well. So what does that mean? What does that mean for me as an FWWC superstar, Duan? Well, it's really pretty simple. No more over and over and over facing the same people. No more over and over and over throwing out there, hey, guys, I'm available on Tuesday. Anybody want to fight? These random one-offs that lead to nowhere. I know we've all been there, and we all want to stay active, and we don't want to get called part-timers. So we get thrown into these matches that really don't make any sense for us. They don't make any sense for our opponents. They don't make any sense for the company or, at the time in the past, or the brand. So what we're going to do, Duan, is we're going to do what the very first people who ever started in this business did. And we're going to pick up our notebooks, and we're going to write a professional wrestling card. And guess what, guys? You're not going to have to wait a week, a month, a year to get our first card. That's right. Myself and Duan Mills put together a card for this upcoming Sunday, and Duan is going to lay that all on you guys. So make sure you hang tight. Make sure you guys are paying attention to the remainder of this podcast, because things are going to be a lot different. And a lot of the news that's going to happen in the FWWC is going to happen right here on the FWWC tonight. So make sure that you bookmark us on Blog Talk Radio. You can even save us to your home screen. It looks like an app. It's not really an app, but you can save us to your home screen. That way you never, ever miss it. And as an added bonus, bro, you get 3 episodes of the Wrestle Talk podcast. I mean, you really can't beat that, right, DeJuan? That's like a win-win. It's a win-win. DeJuan? Buddy, are you there? All right, guys.
Can you hear me too?
I'm trying to make sure that... Okay, there you are. Okay, buddy. I thought I was...
Hello.
I thought I was gone, but you were... No, it was you that was gone. That's fine. You're good. I just wanted to make sure that you were there. Okay? But, long story short... Yeah. Did you copy me? Are you there?
You got me. Testing 1, 2.
Yes. Okay, you're there. Sorry, brother.
Okay, cool.
It just, I kind of threw it to you there. I thought you were there, okay? So anyway, I somewhat lost my train of thought. Did you hear what I said before I...
Yes, I did. I heard everything. And I was going to put you over before we kind of crossed lines. I was going to say before you got out of here, shout out to you, Night Owl, for everything you have done and are currently doing and plan to do in the world of professional wrestling. It is a honor, it is a privilege to see you not only live out your dreams, but help others achieve theirs. And I know professional wrestling is near and dear to your heart. I know you've been a fan for a long time. And dude, all the blessings go to you, bro. No credit goes to me. Night Owl, you are the man as it relates to that. Keep blessing the people, keep blessing the masses, and keep kicking ass in whatever you decide to do in this amazing, crazy-ass business.
No question. But listen, I know that I had thrown it to you for a specific reason, and I hate to lose my train of thought here. So I'm having the folks in the back check so I can make sure not to lose my train of thought. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So what I threw to you to say that we're not going to make everybody – yeah, that's right. We're not going to make everyone wait to see how this process is going to take place. No, we've actually already got 2/3 of the card for this Sunday booked. The people that are competing know about it, but they don't know who they're facing yet, nor has there been any advertisement that's happening. So you ask me, what is this structure? How are things going to be different? Guys, we're going to run this like a traditional professional wrestling company. Myself, DeJuan, and our team of agents are going to book the cards with your input. We're definitely going to be having a lot of conversation with the roster. We're not going to be wasting a whole bunch of time with random chats that people are just using to get their bullshit over. No, we're going to talk business, and we're going to make sure that we put you in a position. We're going to make sure that we put you in a position to be successful. If there's somebody out there, or if there's a particular a division that you're interested in, the tag team division, we're going to work together and give you an opportunity there as long as you do the 3 primary rules: promo, role play, and compete.
Role play.
Promo, yes. Role play, and compete. Those are
role
the 3.
Play, compete.
Those are the 3 key elements here. So me and you, sir, we're going to put our time and effort into writing, producing, directing, and executing a professional wrestling card, which, again, in a few moments, you're actually going to be going over that card for Sunday. And that means that the people that are on that card, and they've all been advised, they're going to be responsible for doing what? Cutting a promo, getting ready for their match and building heat, and having hella fire role play. Yes, even at the pay-per-views, guy, years past, the role play during some of the pay-per-views has been god-awful, almost non-existent. It's going to be absolutely critical that when it's crunch time, that we're there to participate and to make sure that we tell a hella fire story. Are the matches going to work the same way? Absolutely. We'll put you in a room. We're going to see who makes the best picks. We're not going to write the finishes. We're not going to tell. We're not going to dictate who wins and loses. But we do reserve the right to tell you, hey, in this story, you're going to be a babyface. In this story, you're going to be a heel. In this story, we need, you know, this, this, and this to be accomplished, just like a traditional professional wrestling company. And what comes with that, DeJuan? Decorum, respect, responsibility, keeping an eye out for your fellow superstars, not just being a selfish piece of shit and only thinking about yourself. and all the things that you do on screen, on the page, and particularly backstage, which is what we call professional etiquette, are all going to be considered as we put together scorecards for every superstar. On a given week, we'll take a look at a superstar. Let's use a champion as an example. We have our European champion, Cannibal Lecter. Okay, Cannibal Lecter, week one, how many matches did he have? He had two matches. Did he role play in his matches? Yes, he did. Did he promo for his matches? Yes, he did. How good was the role play? We'll give it a ranking, 1 out of 5 super kicks. And as we go along week to week, we will see the cream rising to the top, daddy. You know, the old Macho Man deal. We're going to make sure that the people who are putting the work in and have a passion for this place aren't spending more time trying to get themselves over in the chats, that they get an opportunity to shine at the very top of the card here in the FWWC, bro. We're fucking guaranteeing it because you and me, sir, we have the ability to control it with our pen. And, of course, a lot of honest conversation and input from each and every one of our FWWC superstars. I hope I've done a good job of explaining it. I could go way more into detail about how the agents are going to work and how often everyone's going to compete and all these sorts of things, and we'll get there, guys. We'll get there, I promise. For example, we're going to have this card on Sunday. There will be no matches on Monday, okay, because we've got to let it marinate and give people the opportunity to build up to another match, which would be Friday. So we're going to give you guys 4 days in between instead of going back-to-back nights, throwing a bunch of matches together, with the exception, of course, of if there's a tie and we need to settle it on Monday night, then we'll do that. But no more throwing together nonsense. No more people having 2-3 matches a week and it not going anywhere. Everything's going to be meaningful. It's going to be coordinated, and it's going to be well thought out. Duan, I know I gave you a lot, brother. I'll let you jump in before we move on to the next one.
Can you still hear me now, Al?
I do. I can. Yes, sir.
Now, Al, can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear.
All right, cool. Just making sure. Just making sure. Okay, so had some phone technical difficulties there. So here's the deal. As we were discussing the actual card for this weekend, one thing that we're trying to discuss and one thing that we're trying to put together is this, especially when it comes to pay-per-views. On any other night, whether it's a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday, it can fluctuate. But for pay-per-views specifically, our goal is to have 8 matches total for the pay-per-view. So here's the deal. Once I announce this card, for those who are involved in matches, the clock begins right then and there. That means if you hear your name and you hear your match and your opponent, time to start promoing. It's time to start putting promos together. We're going to put you guys in the chat. We're going to discuss. It's go time right then and now. So what we're going to do is announce the match card. We'll put all the guys in the chat. We'll have discussions, and then we're going to start firing and getting this shit started. All right, guys, that's the deal, because we want to run this thing as a legitimate business. We want to do this thing on the up and up, and we want to do it correctly. So the last thing we're going to do is announce the card for this Sunday at FWWC WrestleMania Backlash. JP, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm going to give you enough time to find that button. Let's hear some breaking news music, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, May Sunday, May the 8th, year of our Lord, 2022, the official Universe Mania Backlash official match card. We have a casket match against, or should I say competing, will be former Warriorstar champion Voorhees against the up-and-coming new guy, Kano. Holy moly, that is one hell of a match to start off with. Woo, woo, woo. Not out. That's going to be crazy.
I wanna
a casket match?
I want to give you a little input on that. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Come with it, dog.
Perfect. All right, so let me say this. There are some people that come into this group and they pussyfoot around. Hey, Night Owl, when can I drop my promo? Hey, Night Owl, who do I need to target? Hey, Night Owl, should I put out an open promo? Hey, Night Owl, you know, my grandmother's sick. Hey, you know, no. If you want to be a part of this group, this is the advice that I'm going to give you. Jump in to the deep end of the pool, even if you know it's freezing cold. There is really no way to really get off to a great start in this group unless you go ahead and just cut that promo and have that first match. Because until you get those two things out of the way, everything else is just conversation. It's just talking. It's just bullshit is really all it is. And I hate to say this because it's going to make me seem a little insensitive, but there's people that just always seem to have some sort of problem right around the time that their promos do. They seem to have some sort of personal issue right around their time that their match is coming up. They're all talked, they're ready to go, they're gung-ho, they're a part of the movement until it comes time to actually get work done. Not to say that people don't have emergencies, bro. You already know what I just went through with my mother-in-law. It was real rough. I was very unavailable, and that was a legitimate thing. But, bro, that was like maybe one of two or three times in 10 years that I couldn't fulfill my responsibility. It's a handful of times over a 10-year span. I'm not saying everybody needs to be out of control the way that I am with my commitment to the group, but what I'm saying is if you sign to be a superstar here and you can't manage to cut a promo and have a match at least once a week, this place is not for you. So I say all this to say this. Kano has come in, cut multiple promos within the first week of being here, and even garnered the attention of a man who just a month ago was our Warriors Heart champion. If you want to come to this place and make an impact, stop pussyfooting around, cut that promo. It doesn't have to be perfect. Get something coordinated with an opponent. Make sure you talk to us here in the board of directors, your servants, okay, your booker, your promoter, and we will make something happen if you're willing to do the work. So congratulations to Kano for earning himself an opportunity to be on this card. And by the way, being on pay-per-view cards is no longer something that's going to be taken for granted, DeJuan, because we're shooting for 8 matches. We don't need any more than that. So only the right people who show the most sincere interest in participating and are willing to do the work will be added to the card. Being on a pay-per-view card moving forward will be a privilege, not a right. So congratulations to Kano. Congratulations to Voorhees for being on our very first card of year 10 here in the FWWC in a casket match, baby. And that's just the first match on the card. Let's fucking go.
Now, shall I announce all the matches or should I let there be a couple surprises?
Nah, bro, let's keep going. Let's go ahead and get through everybody.
Okay, let's go through them all. All right, next match, a hot
And you know
flag.
What? And that's we'll go through them relatively quickly in case you want to bring some callers on, DeJuan, because that caller list right now is out of control. We got at least, 9 people on hold right now. So, obviously, we're doing something right here.
I know. And they knew. Here's the deal. And they knew this is the information. Here's the thing. When we don't have a damn thing going on, it's crickets. But when we're trying to get some stuff across, 20 people want to get in and help show. Hey! but I love it. Call, damn it, call. Okay, let's get this card going. The next match will be a Hoss match featuring one of my favorites, Rage versus the Prophet 11. This is a Hoss fight. If you know what a Hoss is, look it up. Big, trust me. You don't want to run into a Hoss late night in an alley. I'd rather run into Batman. A Hoss will kick your ass. All right? Two big guys,
well,
two big competitors.
Short and sweet. These guys, and I'm not sure how things will work this year, but both these guys were integral parts of the Devil's Dynasty at the end of last season. So to see the two enforcers for Devil's Dynasty step across the ring from each other, and you know how those Devil's Dynasty guys are. They're loyal to each other, bro, when they get in the ring, they lay it all on the damn line. Plus, we're going to have to double reinforce the ring for these freaking monsters, I'm telling you right now.
Damn straight, man. I'm looking at some of the comments and emails. some random person said a hoss fight, but no hosses? We'll get to that. All right, non-title matchup. Now, this ought to be interesting. Jimmy Rattlesnake, our FWWC Hardcore Champion, versus Cannibal Lecter, our FWWC European Champion. This ought to be a damn good one. I'm feeling this. This is dope. This is nice.
Duane, I gotta ask respectfully, bro, can I not be anywhere near the ring? Here's the vibes I get from this match. Either one of these guys is just as liable to knock you out and pin you 1, 2, 3 as they are to eat you. Cannibal likes eating people, and so do rattlesnakes. So keep me the hell away from
right.
this one, okay? I don't want nothing to do with these two psychos across the ring from each other. Hell of a matchup, non-title. We're talking hardcore versus European champion. Call it a bragging rights match. Call it what you want. You know what I'm calling? I'm calling it from the 12th row in the back, maybe even up further, because I don't want anywhere near the ring with these two guys inside the squared circle. It's going to be a goddamn disaster. And who knows? It might even get a little bloody. We do have the hardcore champion in the match after all.
Damn straight. Now, this one I'm excited about. Let's talk about some tag team stuff.
Well, you're not excited about the last one? Hold on. You weren't excited about the last one? Champion versus champion?
Bro.
Come on now.
Dude, if you're not going to be – if you don't want to get eat, why the hell I want to eat? I taste like chicken.
Well, I'm excited to watch it. I don't want to be there. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
I taste like chicken in Crown Royal. That's not a good thing. Someone's going to be fat and drunk after they take a bite of my leg. No good. As we were saying, we talked earlier about the premier tag team in the FWWC in 2021 was the Law Dogs. Let's talk about this. This right here gives me some Dudley Boy vibes versus New Age Outlaw vibes to an extent. The returning Night Owl, Prophets of Madness.
Wow.
Oh, the Prophets of Madness versus, if you don't know who that is, that's Madman Joe and the Bishop, both former champions, both longtime members here of the FWWC, and the newly formed Assassins Syndicate. That is the Alpha, our hybrid TV champion, and the new superstar of the FWC, Crimson Maniac Jester. And I think I might have saw him in a promo earlier this week or him laying around. This is going to be a test because I've never really seen Assassin Syndicate or the Alpha really in a lot of tag team championship, or should I say a lot of tag team action.
I talked to the Alpha in working on getting this book, and he advised me that I was better off approaching his tag team partner. And the reason you didn't hear his name mentioned before is because at least initially, the Alpha's partner will be exclusively a tag team competitor with the Alpha. I don't know. This kind of feels like a million-dollar man Virgil type of thing. This kind of feels like an MJF Wardlow type of thing. I don't know. But the Alpha was very short with me and borderline disrespectful. And I know he just started to develop this swagger last year. I understand it. The man's got some bravado. He's had some success here in the FWWC. And he's also your hybrid television champion. So I get it. But he's just – seems a little off to me, man, a little off-putting, a little bit with some friction, you know what I mean? Not the nicest guy, not the guy that we're used to. The Alpha is cut from another cloth. I'm kind of anxious and a little nervous to figure out what's up with this Assassin Syndicate. It sounds menacing.
True. The next man, oh, God, let me check something, Night Owl,
because if I don't, I'm going
to hear it. The next match that's on the card, and we've heard from this guy so many freaking times, and for the love of God, of everything, and here's the thing, Night Owl, we love our champions. We love the people that put the work in. But the exact same time, there's also a giving back. Vince always says, there comes an opportunity when you have to give back to the business. And one of these days, this guy will give back to the business. But for now, he's going to scream. He's going to yell. He's going to be loud, and he's going to be obnoxious. But he also has a match.
this upcoming Sunday at Universe Mania Backlash. Non-title Champions Open Challenge with the special guest referee, Hardcore Hoss. It will be the Lawman, Luke Justice, non-title match against Battle Cats. That's going to be a damn good match too, man.
Okay, so quick backstory here. Number one, to answer your question, the question from earlier, a Hoss fight with no Hoss? Well, the Hoss was already booked, so we couldn't include
right.
Hoss in the Hoss fight. So there's the answer to that question,
yes.
Okay? That's called a callback, ladies and gentlemen.
We're not double booked.
Watch some comedy. Watch some comedy. Yeah, by the way, we didn't even mention
right.
that. We're going to try to stay away from double booking as well. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Hardcore Hoss get some privileges when you win a brand battle. You get an opportunity to kind of give us your input. We're going to pay a little bit closer attention to what you have to say. Marcus Mayhem had this experience. He's won that brand battle the year before last. He said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and exercise my privilege of continuing on. Obviously, you guys know he started the brand battle and did a hell of a job until he had to step down early on in this past season, okay? But truth be told, that is something that you earned. Just like if you end up being
mm-hmm.
one of our agents, okay? If you end up helping us out, whether it be keeping records of championships or you help with posters or you end up being an agent, there's going to be some incentive there because we're going to for your hard work. We don't believe in letting people do things and not recompensing them down the road at some point, making things fair, balancing things out, as they say, okay? Point being, Hardcore Hoss was adamant. And he could have requested a title shot, and I'm surprised that he didn't because he held himself back
mm-hmm.
quite a bit last season, to his credit. He said, no, I don't want to be in a title match, but you know what I would love to do? I would love to special guest referee a match. And I said, okay, that's kind of an odd request. He's like, you know what I would love to do? He's like, since he was so hardworking and so supportive of me all last year, I would really love the opportunity to watch, you know, Luke Justice, the Lawman, just about as close as you can get, because the referee gets a better view than anybody, Dwan. You know, you and I know that. We get to sit ringside. Sometimes we're right there by the apron of the ring, but nobody gets a better view of the action than the referee. And we think, hey, he said, who better than the Battle Cat to put in a match against Luke Justice, a guy who's well-respected, multi-time champion around here. He's been, you know, he's pretty much held every single damn title we've ever had here, Battle Cat. There's no question about
sure.
whether or not he deserves a step in the ring with Luke Justice, regardless of what Luke Justice might think, Dwan. I think Battle Cat is somebody that's earned the respect. As a matter of fact, I believe we were at your house one day, and we were all standing on the porch. This was about 6 years ago, and we were having a conversation about who is the most difficult to beat. Who don't you want to be lined up against? And almost unanimously, the 8 to 10 people that were on your porch said, what? Battle Cat.
Battle Cat.
The freaking Battle Cat. So the champ wants to stay fresh. He wants to stay loose. We're going to give him an opportunity to do that in a non-title matchup against the Battle Cat with special guest referee. And it's great to see, you know, two La Familia guys have this kind of an intimate relationship. It feels a little strange to me, to be honest, but if Hardcore Hoss wants a front-page view at what's going on with Luke Justice, then this is the opportunity that he gets, and he earned it by being our winner last year in the brand battle as the general manager of the Infinite brand. So there's a little bit of backstory for you on that, Matt. So hopefully that satisfies the audience.
And Night Owl, as we try to wrap this thing up, we got a couple of people online that we need to talk to, and I may regret this, but damn it, he makes for good ratings.
Wait, is that the whole card, though? Is that the whole card?
No. We're not done yet. We're going.
Let's get through the card, and then we'll get the callers on. Is that okay?
You're going to deal with him. You'll deal with him. And he's listening, Night Owl. If we do that, you'll deal with him when he comes on.
With who?
So let's get through the card first, and then you'll deal with the jackass, okay? All right, so.
I'll do my best, yes.
Oh, whoa. Wait a damn minute. Happy Cinco de Mayo to me.
Here we go.
Hold on.
This nonsense. Seriously.
Universe Mania Backlash Hardcore Match. CEO versus Robert. Oh, Night Owl, my birthday was Monday, homie. But damn it, this is the best present ever. Really? So you want this ass whooping to happen? You want this ass whooping to happen quick, don't you?
Okay,
let's
go. Shoot here. shoot here. You genuinely did not know who you were facing in this matchup.
Hell no.
You did not. I said, DeJuan, are you available? And this is me pulling back the curtain. You said, I'm ready, let's go. I said, okay, let's line it up. Lined it up. You talked a lot of crap last week, and a lot of people were like, oh, was that a shoot? Was that a shoot? Was that a shoot? And I said, man, I really don't know. I know DeJuan pretty well. If maybe, I don't know. And your shoot was directed at one man. Now, I think it served its purpose because I think it's fair to make sure that everyone remembers. Guys, communicate before your matches. Don't do surprise role play bullshit. Don't do surprise promos where you completely bury your opponent and don't make them look like a decent opponent. Because if you lose to them, you look like a real jackass. and you know, and if you beat them, it doesn't even feel like a big win because you said they were trash anyway. So be smart, guys. Let's do some psychology here. Okay? But point being, this is more than what you wish for, brother. Because I said it at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to say it again. At the end of the day, what we do here is we settle it in the squared circle, the fantasy wrestling squared circle right
damn
here
straight
in the world's premier fantasy wrestling promotion. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to back up all that big talk going one-on-one with La Familia's very own Robert. And after what happened last year, now let's give that backstory very briefly here. You, because of a squabble that he had backstage with his own people, and he decided to walk out of the building – you decided that he was no longer going to be in the Warriors Heart Championship match. And truth be told, Robert was about as hot as he's ever been at the end of last year. Who knows? He may have done the impossible and beaten your old rival, Mata, and walked out as the Warriors Heart Champion. So, DeJuan, like I said, I think you're getting for more than what you wish for on your birthday. You one-on-one hardcore match against the assassin, Robert.
You know what? I'm down to piss some people off. And speaking of pissed off, let's go ahead and piss him off real good. Sorry, Lawman. I know you're listening. We're going to let you go last, but I want to bring on my opponent right now if he's still on the line and if he wants to speak to me. That way he can have a fair conversation. So, JP,
well, and I will give you the opportunity to do that. There's just one last thing that I want to say. That was the last match on the card, right? How many matches did we tell them about, DeJuan? That's number
six.
That was five, right?
Hold on. I want to say it was six.
Was
hold
that
on.
Five
let me
matches
count.
Or six? Go ahead, buddy.
Let me take a look. Hold on. I want to get my numbers.
By the way, we will be posting the full card as it stands today
page
for you guys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Now, I know you can hear the wind going off in the background, DeJuan. The jet is getting ready to take off, and I've got some more superstars to talk to in order to get this year kicked off properly. But let me say this before I leave you with these callers who are absolutely going to drive you crazy. I'm sure of it. I'm so sorry. Got to go. Got to be handling business. I'm sure you understand. We've got room for two more matches on this Sunday's card. If you want to be on the card, I'm not guaranteeing you'll be at the top of the card or at the bottom of the card, but if you want to be on this card, cut a promo and bring that shit. We're not begging people to do stuff around here anymore. If you want to hold these championships and earn some damn respect around here, show us what you can do. Big T, Mr. Swag, Lord Okami, Douglas James, Balasong, Theory, all of you new guys and all you comeback vets, Madman Joe, all you guys, if you want to be here, show us what the hell it means to be a part of the best fantasy wrestling promotion in the world, the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Night Owl of the Wrestle Talk podcast and also your promoter. I love you guys. DeJuan, get the shit out of this fucking door, baby. Let's kick off 10 the right way. You heard me? Peace.
Peace. Damn straight. You heard him. You talked about him. Okay, let's get down to business because I got room for two. That's right. I got room for two. Don't want to go over. Robert, get your ass on this line, and let's have a conversation real quick.
DeJuan.
I'll let you have the floor first because I said enough last week. Dude,
It's my birthday week, homie. And you're
well,
my last
you
present,
know,
dog. What you got for me?
You know, it's happy birthday to you, CEO. You know, I always have to be the nice guy with the happy birthdays because you got to get the well respect of
mm-hmm.
people's birthday and the day that they were born. So,
boy, go ahead.
Dewan, oh, man, the Night Owl summed it up pretty much how it was laid out and how the blood was boiling. You know, it was like a bitter nerve that snapped inside of me that I just wanted to get my hands on you so bad. And now I do get my wish in a hardcore match with any weapons available. And best believe I'm going to bring my A game all day, every day. And I expect the same from you, CEO. And, you know, I wanted to go backstage and I want to rip you from limb to limb. But, you know, I held my composure and I just, like, I walked away from it. And I was like, I'll get my wish. And I got my wish. So, but best believe, it's going to be a night that neither of us is not going to forget, and there will be bloodshed from both. Now, whoever walks out will be the better man, but I will show you the respect at the end of the night.
Here's the deal, Robert. I'm not even going to keep your time because we're running short. Plain and simple, I had a rivalry last year that kind of started like this one. Me and that cat didn't see eye to eye. Me and that guy didn't really get along. And I'll tell you something. We hustled it out in that ring. But eventually, he became a better person from it, and so did I. Inside that ring this Sunday, whatever happens, I kick your ass, you kick my ass, it doesn't matter, I'm old, but damn it, I might limp to that son of a bitch. When that match is over, tell you what, you and me are going to have a beer, and we're going to have ourselves a conversation. About what? You'll find out once we have that sit down. But I guarantee you, Robert, baby, I'm either going to make you a champion or beat the shit out of you, one of the two. You dig it?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be at the shit out of each other regardless.
Damn straight. I'll see you Sunday, dude. Next caller.
I'll see you Sunday.
We're going to end this show, Jesus Christ, regrettably, for a guy that has been waiting on hold for quite some time. You know what? I'm not even going to give his damn accolades. Luke Justice, FWC World Champion, bring your ass on the line. Say what you got to say, because I know you got a lot to say about it.
Bad boy, what you want? What you want? What you gonna do when Chevy John Brown come for you? Tell me, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Hide the weed. Hide the weed. The lawman's in the building. Lawman, are you there, sir?
Of course I'm here.
Oh, boy. Let me put all my stuff up, man. I don't want to get hemmed up here. Lawman, you have been a very busy individual this past week. And I'm pretty sure you are breathing a sigh of relief that you don't have to compete against Funky Flex, because you know Funky Flex is going to whip that ass, right? You know that, right?
What you know about me is I'm all about work. You got to put in the work. Funky Flex hadn't been around for a month. He continues to make excuses and now all of a sudden he's injured. I think he needs to go down to the nurse's office because he's playing hooky.
Gotcha. But as you can see, you don't have to defend your title this Sunday, but you do have to compete against one battle cat. Now, you said what you had to say since you were the referee, but I want to speak to you about your match this actual Sunday, and there's actually someone else that wants to come on also to talk about calling this down the line. So before we get to you, I believe this is a good, damn good dialogue between you both. Let's bring on the special guest referee, none other than Hardcore Hoss.
Mr. CEO, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Well, usually the lawman is the long arm of the law when it comes to taking down the bad guys. But this Sunday, it looks like you're going to be calling the shots and running the law in this non-title match. So, Hardcore Hoss, welcome to year 10 of the FWWC. I believe it's going to be an amazing match. I believe it's going to be an amazing season. And I've never seen you in a ref shirt, bro. It's going to be pretty doggone dope to see that. So can you please get Lawman under control and make sure he stays in line, damn it? He can hear you.
Well, let me tell you this, CEO. All last year, I had one hell of a team behind me. But when it came to Luke Justice, he was a pain in my ass the whole year. And so, well, now I'm hungry for some competition, but I'm going to start out by being a pain in his ass now. So it's my turn to be the pain, Luke Justice.
So, Hoss, what I'll start off by saying is this. DeJuan's never seen you in a ref shirt because they don't make shirts that fucking big. Secondly, you said you're hungry. We know it. You eat out the Golden Corral buffet every single night. We see it. Your doctor sees it. The blood pressure cuff explodes when they try to check your blood pressure. This is what I'll say. You chose me first last year, and I'm the only reason why Infinite won the brand battle. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with my excellence.
Well, Luke Justice, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to thank you for one thing, and that is you're pissed off so much that stock and depends have gone up. Your adult diapers, because you pissed so much that I actually bought stock in it, and it's made me money, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. And the more pissed off I get, the more money you make, the more you can go to Golden Corral, the more buffet you can eat. You drink the whole damn chocolate fountain.
Well, I'm looking forward to being your special guest referee this coming Sunday, Luke Justice. And you better be careful because you never know. I'll try to call it down the middle, but we'll see what happens.
Let me say this. When you put on that zebra shirt, I'm calling National Geographic because that's going to be the biggest fucking zebra they've ever seen out in the wild. And what I'll say is this. If you don't call this down the middle, if you don't call it correctly, just know Luke Justice has got a wild side to him. Just know Luke Justice has always got a pair of silver bracelets, a pair of handcuffs in his back pocket. And especially on Sunday, I'm going to have an extra large pair of handcuffs just in case you step out of line.
Just remember, you lay your hands on me, it's an automatic disqualification. So if you want to win, you better stay in line, son.
Okay, boys. Let me go ahead and stop you. This isn't Luke Justice versus Hardcore Hoss, damn it. This is Luke Justice versus Battle Cat with Hardcore Hoss as a special guest referee. Believe me, we're listening. But, damn it, we have to call this down the line. We got to call this down the middle. But we might need an enforcer somewhere. No telling. Thank you, Luke Justice, for joining us Also, thank you, Hardcore Hoss. Good luck to you, man, because I sure as hell
wouldn't
want to be in the middle of that ring.
Hey, hold on. I got something to say.
Oh, shit.
Big Hoss, your stock is about to go through the fucking roof because I'm pissed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You got to love that guy. You got to love that guy. You got to love the FWWC. You got to love Year 10. Please make sure you listen to the replay. If you are listening to the replay, please reshare it. I will reshare it on tomorrow's page once it's up. As always, thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone who joined us this evening. Thank you to the FWWC Universe. Thank you to the Night Owl. Thank you to our callers. Thank you to everyone who has made this place an amazing, incredible fantasy wrestling group, the world's premier fantasy wrestling group for the past 10 years. And I promise y'all, I guarantee y'all, a spoiler, if you will, Year 10 will be our best year yet. Love you guys. Have a great night. And we will see you this Sunday at FWWC Universe Mania Backlash. Until then, good luck and good night.